This is the Marketing Automation Discussion, and I am your grateful host, Alex Glenn. Today, we are going to talk about automating your email follow-ups to ensure you have a closed-loop sales system. This episode is valuable for anyone communicating with prospects or customers via email. My guest today is going to show us a way to ensure no prospect falls through the cracks. Steven is the co-founder and CEO of Sales Torch, a suite of tools used by sales teams to reduce the time reps spend in their inbox so they can focus on building relationships with prospects.
90% of
conversational marketing.
I think a real game changer.
The marketing automation discussion. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Steven?
It's great to be on, Alex. Me and my team built Sales Torch on the core belief that follow-up is where true sales occurs. And if it takes a prospect 5 emails before they respond to you, that's 4 follow-ups and 1 initial contact. So we work to improve those follow-ups to improve your conversions when doing cold outreach. So the way we see it, there's 2 things that sales teams get wrong when it comes to follow-up. Firstly, they probably aren't doing enough of it. There was analysis by Woodpecker, and they found that cold email campaigns that had 1 to 3 emails sent saw an average 9% reply rate, and cold email campaigns that had 4 to 7 emails sent had a 27% reply rate. So results can be so much better with more outreach, and we try to harness that. The second is that most people just aren't following up over a long enough period of time. If you're doing cold outreach and you send an email on day 1, a follow-up on day 3, and maybe a 3rd and final touch on day 6, you know, you don't really understand how people buy, because people don't buy when they're ready, when you're ready to sell. They buy when they're ready to buy. So in our opinion, 1 to 3 weeks is just too short of an outreach time frame. We're trying to push people to do a minimum of at least 6 weeks of outreach and emails before you move on with a prospect.
Got it. So just to recap, from what I gather, you are talking about maintaining proper communication during those long sales cycles when most customers are going to engage with your sales team via email. So let's set a premise for when an automation can be useful. You know, in my experience, and probably most of the listeners out there, let's say you or your sales team are sending a lot of emails manually through Gmail, for example, or maybe you're slightly more proficient than that and you're using a Gmail-based CRM, like I think you mentioned Mailshake, to send those blasts. Maybe even you go a step further and use a third party like HubSell to push cold emails through your Gmail account or your G Suite for Business email account. Now, in any of those situations, can you give us a little more elaboration on why it's so important not to let any of the email replies go without follow-up?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. I mean, in all of these cases you mentioned, when we look at the data, we see that people doing cold outreach campaigns are missing follow-up with at least 10% and usually closer to around 30% of their prospects. So like you sort of mentioned, there's kind of different personalities in an outreach methodology. The first is, like you mentioned, you're very customized. You're sending emails manually in Gmail. And you're probably, because of that, getting highest conversion rates because every email is so customized. But you're missing the most amount of prospects just from a lack of organization. When you step that up and you use something like a Gmail-based CRM or maybe something like HubSell, you're getting a follow-up rate that's much higher. You're not missing as many follow-up because it's automated, but you lose that personalization in some cases where you're sending it to such a large number of people that you're not able to stay as customized. So the automation I want to focus on today focuses on how can we still be as automated as possible, but keep those high conversion rates to get good responses, but also ensure we're following up with all of our prospects.
Yeah, and I'm showing on screen here my inbox. I just ran a scan and I have a visual of the outreaches sent versus follow-ups, needs to follow up with, replied, and bounces. Immediately, the gamified system is apparent. I've only been using Torch for, 10 days now? But I've already seen the value and I've already referred it to a few people based on what I've seen initially, but I still have a lot more to go. So this episode and this automation that we're going to talk about is going to help me a lot. So anyway, like I said, I run a lot of cold emails. I run them through Google Apps. Like a lot of our listeners, I think around 60% of email accounts today are Google-based emails, either Gmail or Google Apps. And I have the same system set up for a lot of my clients. So we do cold outreach through Gmail, which creates a lot of inbound when we're doing a big campaign. So you've got your typical routine, which may create a certain average number of emails on a weekly or daily basis. But when you start a new cold outreach campaign, you get a flood of new emails in your inbox. So the important question is, how do we automate that follow-up system? How do we make sure that nothing falls through the cracks? And how do we extend that through the organization to make sure all the salespeople in the organization or anyone doing cold outreach make sure that they do not have the same issues? So can you kind of paint that picture for us and start us on the automation side?
Okay, so with this automation, we want to stay as highly personalized as we can while still being automated. So one thing we can do very easily is just buy any list of 5,000 prospects and blast them an email campaign and see how many get back to us. But what we really want to do is maintain the highest percent of responses while being automated at the same time. So we want to be one-to-one in our outreach, and with our outreach, we want to nurture these prospects for as long as possible. The first thing to set up this whole system is you have to know who's your target customer, and you got to figure out the right messaging for your product. And that comes from just past sales you've been in. You can look at who's bought your product in the past, and what messaging has worked well with them to convert them. So those are just kind of table stakes to starting any cold outreach campaign. For this one in particular, you're going to need LinkedIn, either sales navigation or just any regular account. Sales Navigator account is a bit more powerful, but this one can be done with either account. And then some sort of LinkedIn automation tool. I use LinkedIn Helper. There's also one called Meet Leonard. This is going to allow us to connect with people automatically in the background so that we're not spending all day adding people on LinkedIn. Then something that'll allow us to send mass emails. I think you mentioned HubSpot before. There's Mailshake. There's Woodpecker. There's reply.io. Whichever is of preference. And in this case, preferably it's one that lets you BCC an email address so that we can add all these outreaches to our CRM automatically. And the last thing you'll need is Sales Torch. So our first step is to go in and build a prospect list based on that customer profile we segmented. So this can be job title, industry, anything like that. Once you've decided on who that is, you're going to just start connecting with these people on LinkedIn using either DuckSoup, LinkedIn Helper, anything that allows you to automatically connect with these people while adding in a personalized message. Personalized message is pretty important in getting a high acceptance rate. Honestly, I've found anything that's in there that's apart from just the usual, "Hi, I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn," has been effective. So something I used can even be as simple as, "I just wanted to stay in touch as, you know, I think you'd be a valuable addition to my network," something like that. Because that pops up on the phone and it lets them see that you actually typed something and they're just going to be a lot more likely to accept. So as you're building this, essentially a database in your own LinkedIn account of prospects that you're connected with, at the same time, once a week, we're going to head over to our LinkedIn pending invites, which is something you can see through LinkedIn settings. And these are going to be all the people that haven't accepted our invite request. So what we do is we take all these people that haven't accepted, and we use any email finder to get their email address so that we can still add them to our prospect list. So Torch has one built in the extension, but there's a lot of other great ones too, like Hunter.io or Voila Norbert. So you can build the email list even with people that aren't accepting your LinkedIn invitations. For the people that have accepted your LinkedIn invitations, LinkedIn will actually allow you to download an entire list of all the people you're connected with, and it'll actually include their email address with that. So you're just going to go over to your settings and your privacy settings within your LinkedIn, and there's going to be a section called Download Archive, and you're going to download your connections archive. It'll take about 10 minutes for it to be ready. They send you an email when the download's ready. You download that file, and it's all of your connections, name, job title, company, and email address. Then you just want to filter this list to be specifically your prospects. So filtering out any of your personal connections, and just narrowing it down to the people that you added simply to prospect in this new campaign. And this is going to be your list of outreach. So the mix of your current connections on LinkedIn and the ones that were pending that we used an email finder to find out their email address. What you want to do with the ones that have connected with you on LinkedIn is you want to warm these up with some sort of social engagement prior to reaching out. It's just going to get you a higher response rate. So even the LinkedIn as a good first touch, just adding them, it makes your name familiar in your head and more likely to click on your email. But also just liking status updates, posting your own status updates, commenting on their status updates, it all helps in getting some exposure to these prospects. So once you've downloaded that list from LinkedIn, you filtered it, say we have, 500 people that we're going to target. This is when we're going to head over to our mass email sender. So in-house, we use Mailshake, which has been great in my experience. So I'm going to upload this CSV list of all the prospects that I want to reach out to. Mailshake's going to let me BCC my CRM. So we use HubSpot. So I'm going to add my HubSpot BCC email address, which will allow HubSpot to pick up that email, and all the outreaches we send and any replies we get are going to automatically populate in our CRM. From there, you're going to send your first outreach. Once that's done, these are all going to be sent through your Gmail, and therefore it's going to be picked up by SalesTorch. So what SalesTorch is going to do is send you an email with prospects that need to be followed up with. So in this case, after 3 days, you're going to get an email from Torch saying, this is the list of people that you need to follow up with. And it's going to create a folder in your email of these prospects. So when that email comes, you're going to head over to that folder, have, let's say, 300 people need to follow up with. Maybe some of them bounced, maybe some of them replied. And once you get that list, you're going to checkmark all the emails in your email account and hit the follow-up button within Torch. You're going to type out a template that's going to be applicable to all these prospects, because this email will be replying to each thread individually. And then once you type out that template, you're going to be prompted to make changes to each individual prospect. So you're able to make little changes that improves your conversion rates while still being fast and effective. So at this stage, when I'm getting this list of prospects and I have my generic template in, I'm going to start opening up the LinkedIn accounts of each person on that list and just looking for something that I can reference that proves that I'm a human sending it and not a computer. And it makes a big difference in your conversion rates if you just reference something, whether it be a post, an article they shared, something. And it also kind of reminds them that you are connected on LinkedIn, and really improves the conversions. So once we've typed that out, we've made a couple changes to our templates on an individual basis. You just hit the send button within Torch, and it's going to start in the background sending these emails over time. You know, if you have 300 emails, it'll take a couple hours as it times them out to sort of mimic a human sending patterns. But all these emails are sent from your personal Gmail, so it's not going to pick it up as a mass email. They're all going to be individualized, and you're going to get your highest open rates that way. The next step after that is to continue to engage these prospects. So we don't want to send, like I mentioned earlier, just 3 touches within a week that go out to the prospect, and you know, we see what comes back. We actually want to, you know, continue to talk to these people on LinkedIn. So there's a tool called Meet Leonard, which I mentioned earlier, which will let you automatically send messages to a select group of people that you're connected to on LinkedIn. So you can filter it down by, let's say, the same job title that you were searching for your prospecting list, and you can send them a note that lets them see that you're still reaching out over time. And outside of that, on LinkedIn, even just things that are, you know, not quite as scalable, just you know, commenting on posts that you're seeing from these prospects, it's all going to help when you send that next touch, your 3rd, 4th, 5th email. All these touches are going to help, and then continue to engage on your email as well. So with Torch, you're going to keep getting those emails as reminders to follow up, but you can also just do a scan. You know, every month you can remind yourself with a calendar invite, okay, the first of every month, I'm going to go back to this list and then I'm going to send something. So you do you run a scan, you see maybe of that 500, we sent 300 followers before, now we're down to just 150 because a lot responded. So we have 150 that we're going to send an even more personalized touch for. And we're just going to keep going deeper down this hole with these prospects until, you know, a couple months have gone by and it's apparent that these prospects aren't going to answer. And with this approach, I've found anywhere from 15 to upwards of 50% response rates because of just how deep you're going with each prospect. Also, downloading that data from LinkedIn, getting those emails, a lot of times you're going to get someone's personal email address, which is just less polluted with sales outreach than their corporate email address. So you're going to get higher conversions that way. So while you can, you know, enter this campaign with 500 people in an automated and relatively short order, getting a 50% response rate of 250 prospects can be really effective for your business.
Great tip. You know, we talk about one-to-one communication on the podcast a lot. So making sure that you have relevant, timely data on the prospects, being able to sync your calendar and your inbox with LinkedIn so that, you know, anyone replying to your messages becomes a LinkedIn request automatically. Part of this automation, like you mentioned, you know, utilizing some of the cold outreach tools to start the system off and then making sure that follow-ups are in check. So I showed how you can create the 3-day alerts, you can create the daily alerts, you can scan based on time period, and you can make sure that yourself as well as your sales team are using Sales Torch and are not missing any of these follow-up opportunities. So creating that whole system. So we'll outline this in the article that this video and this podcast will be embedded into. If you'd like the step-by-step approach with links and how to get started, email response is crucial to closing sales and any business function for that matter. Using Sales Torch on top of Chrome, and Gmail allows you to automate email follow-up. You BCC your CRM and incorporate LinkedIn into the system, you can help create a holistic automation for your sales team, starting and ending with email. If you're interested in deploying this automation and interested in Sales Torch, definitely head to sales-torch.com. Sales and Torch spelled correctly, just put the hyphen in the middle. Reach out to Steven there. Torch, you know, also provides a suite of other tools if you're interested. They have a couple other options all related to prospecting and sales automations. And Steven, how can people get a hold of you? Do you want them to connect with you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, connect with me on LinkedIn, Steven Hakami. I'll download your email and reach out. But love to help in any way I can. You can send me either on LinkedIn or my email your templates for your cold outreach, and love to help that way. But yeah, cold outreach is free for the most part. So hopefully all the listeners are able to take advantage of some of the tips and grow their business with it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Steven.
Thanks for having me on. Foundation discussion.